This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. Public records have shown that Missouri's education commissioner provided advice to a group backing a ballot initiative that would end tenure protections for teachers. Emails show that Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro met with an advocate for the proposed initiative a year ago and provided suggestions about its wording. Nicastro also reviewed a final version of the initiative before it was filed this March with the Secretary of State's office. Her actions are detailed in emails released under a Sunshine Law request by the Missouri chapter of the National Education Association and obtained by the Associated Press. The teachers' union opposes the initiative and contends Nicastro's involvement was improper. Nicastro says she has no position on the initiative and would have worked similarly with any group proposing a change to Missouri's education laws. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones has announced membership for a committee tasked with investigating allegations of a hostile work environment in the Department of Agriculture. The 15-member committee will have 10 Republicans and 5 Democrats. It is led by Republican Casey Guernsey of Bethany, and the vice chairman will be Stanley Cox of Sedalia. Democratic Representative Stephen Weber of Columbia has also been named to the committee. The Columbia City Council is considering changing the definition of family in zoning ordinances to include domestic partners. The current zoning ordinance defines a family as an individual, or a married couple, and their children, and no more than 2 other persons related to that individual. No more than 3 unrelated people are allowed to live in single-family homes. Because of that definition, domestic partners were considered unrelated people, which is what a proposed resolution would change. Real estate agent Doug Wheeler says realtors have had trouble working with domestic partners on housing matters because of the definition of family. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the council could vote on the measure at its December 3rd meeting. City leaders said they expect it to pass easily. Kirksville is planning to upgrade its wastewater treatment facility next year. The project is included in a proposed 2014 city budget that would increase by $4.3 million, largely because of the project. The city approved a multi-million dollar bond issue earlier this year that will provide most of the funding for facility upgrades. Kirksville financial planner Lisa Fuller says the slumping economy is one reason for the proposal, but the added funding will also help the city.
They're slated $7.5 million for the wastewater project to start, and then there are some other capital improvements to the airport, of course, street improvements. There are some purchases, I believe, for police cars in there as well.
The first city council hearing is scheduled on December 6th and the final on December 16th. The budget must be approved and in place before January 1st, 2014. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.